K104, Hip Hop, and R&B, Dee Dee in the Morning with Lady Jade and Mike O'Shawn. I got to tell y'all, you know that World AIDS Day is on December 1st, right?
Yep.
And there was somebody here in the studio who I met last year who's very much involved about raising awareness. He hosts his own show. He'll tell you more about that. He's here in the studio. Y'all give it up for Chris Howell!
Yay. What up, Chris?
Thank you guys so much for having me here.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Good to see you.
I'm glad to be here.
He has that voice.
Doesn't he?
He sure
does. Oh, that's what you guys are so kind.
All right. Yes, so Chris Howell actually has a TV show. And tell everybody first about your show and everything else.
Absolutely. Well, Chris Howell, the Chris Howell Show is a show that airs online right now and here locally on Channel 30.8, which is a digital channel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a show where we bring on folks to talk about their success and how they obtain their success
mm-hmm.
in hopes that they can share some principles to help the folks listening to move beyond where they are today.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow,
and you've had some really good. Great people. I think I've seen T.D. Jakes on
wow.
there. I think Joel, who was it? Joel Osteen,
was
on.
Correct. Yourself.
Dee Dee. You did have me on.
Absolutely.
Dee Dee Lyman.
And I will tell you, we've got a lot of great feedback regarding your show because folks had the opportunity to learn a lot more about you
right.
Than they do from what they normally do during your morning broadcast. So,
right.
I mean, that's what it's about.
Yeah.
It's about allowing folks to go beyond what you do to learn more about who you are.
Oh, yeah. Good
awesome.
Point.
And
I
he's
like
also
it.
Got a great sense of humor because
mm-hmm.
he passed out some condoms earlier.
Yes, he did, Michael Shaw.
I mean, the first thing he did.
Yeah, and then he passed this one out to me, and this is what it says. I'm not making it. It's Icon. It says large, thin condom. That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah,
and we just have an assortment of condoms that we hand out through our foundation, and we just wanted to make sure you guys had some here at the station.
And let's talk about that.
But he keeps them in a lunchbox.
Yeah, he does. Yeah,
like
he keeps them cold. I don't know what's going on.
They're ripe.
But as we talk about Chris Howell and his TV show, he actually has the Chris Howell Foundation, which is a nonprofit that you founded. What, this year?
Founded in 2016.
Yep.
And it was. I will tell you how it came about. It actually came about during the Chris Howell doing a taping for the Chris Howell Show. We were looking to do a video for World AIDS Day last year. Interviewed a lady named Edith Lewis, who you guys had on
mm-hmm.
here last
mm-hmm.
year for
yep.
World AIDS Day. And she made me aware of National Black HIV AIDS Awareness Day, which is February 7th of every year.
Okay.
So when doing that show, we thought, okay, we're just going to do a one-time event, host something for the community to make folks aware that HIV is still real.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because we don't see it in the headlines in the news anymore, we think, okay, it's not really an issue. But
right.
it's still very much an issue in
yeah,
Dallas.
Yeah.
In fact, Dallas has been leading the state of Texas for the last 5 years
mm-hmm.
in new HIV infection
rate.
Are
you kidding?
Mm.
Not kidding
that
at all.
That is scary.
Yeah.
Very scary. So
Ooh.
The foundation
Got some morning
came
condoms?
About.
I do have some.
Yeah, you really want more. I will tell you. And the foundation came about because my wife thought, you know what? Let's go beyond doing a one-day event.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make this an ongoing thing. And we have been doing that. We've done the February event. We did the May 21st event. The first event, we tested some 44 people. Thankfully, no one came back positive.
Good.
Second event, tested some 68 people. And again, no one came
nice.
Back positive, but 3 people did test positive for syphilis.
Oh.
So it's very important for folks to know their status.
Yep.
And that's the purpose of this foundation
oh,
is
man.
To raise
damn
education.
Syphilis,
and you know what? A lot of people don't go get tested because they think that there's no places to do them for free. I mean, not to mention they don't want to know. But,
right.
you know, I've had some family members that have actually hit me up and they were like, I don't even have insurance. And where do I go get tested? But there are free clinics, correct?
Man, I'm glad you bring that up because we on our website, the ChrisHowellFoundation.org, you go to our website, on the homepage, hit that link that says get tested.
Okay.
Whether you're in Dallas, Chicago, anywhere in the nation, you type in your zip code and it will tell you where you can go and get tested for
wow.
free.
Nice.
Okay,
very
so
good.
Chris Howell, of course, everybody, he is here. We're talking about World AIDS Day, which is on December 1st. And you actually
wow.
came in and you brought us, and I've never seen one, the female condom.
Wow.
Yeah. Dee Dee, this is very important because what we feel like we're doing with the female condom is it's really helping women to empower themselves.
Uh-huh.
You're not relying on some man to bring the protection. If you
right.
know you're going to be intimate, you can place that condom in 2 hours before becoming intimate
uh-huh.
and actually have your
oh my
protection.
God.
Oh, you got a pre-plan.
I'm opening,
yeah.
opening
yeah.
it up
yeah.
right
you
now.
Pre-plan.
So you got to do it before dinner.
Oh,
then.
My God.
If
yeah.
you know you're going to be going
oh
to dinner
my God.
And you know there's
Jesus.
A good chance you're going to be becoming intimate,
yeah.
then you want to place that condom in. And again, you don't want to rely on
wow.
someone else. So we
Real
see that
tough.
As a way to help empower women.
That's
as
awesome.
We're out in the community and we're talking about the female condom,
uh-huh.
there are so many women who are not even aware of the fact that it exists.
Right.
I didn't even know.
I did.
Right.
But this is my
Man.
First time. I mean, I just pulled
Dee
it out.
Dee has just opened it up. I wish you guys could see this right now.
Yeah.
So the ring.
Yeah.
Is...
I'm really serious. I'm getting ready to take pictures. I'm putting
yeah,
it up on Instagram.
Yeah.
And y'all can see this. I mean, I think I can put it on Instagram, right?
I
would think so.
Yeah,
you certainly,
safe sex.
You
yeah.
certainly can.
Okay.
It's not an issue with putting it on Instagram. And then it has the instructions on the packet.
It does.
On how you would actually go about using this. Because I tell you, so many people assume, even men, we assume that we know how to use a condom.
Right.
At many of our community events, we actually have a condom demonstration. And there are so many folks who have learned that they really don't know how to properly use a condom.
Really?
Right.
And I'll tell you, one thing about the female condom is you can't use both the female condom and the male condom at the same time.
Okay.
That's very important
to
know.
Okay.
Oh, you, start a fire.
Oh, my God. I'm doing a video.
You said it jokingly, but you are absolutely right. Gosh. That friction will cause a problem.
Is that a ring?
That's a ring. Look at that.
No, at the other side. Is that hard plastic?
Yeah, this plastic on the end of the female condom. Yeah, here, Jade. Okay.
You need a hand with that, Jade?
Like I said, you got it. You
and Jay, you have one. You can open your own.
Yeah.
I think she's saving hers, Dee Dee. She didn't want to open hers right now. I don't know what that's about.
Oh,
we're not going to touch that.
We got several. Okay.
In the streets.
So, Chris, what is your foundation again? Where can people find more information and everything?
It's ChrisHowellFoundation.org. Mm-hmm. And again, the reason we're doing this is because we want to raise education and awareness regarding HIV and AIDS.
Right.
And I will say this. The holidays present a great opportunity for us because this is the time when our families are going to be coming together.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, in a room of 30 people today, there's likely at least one person in that room that's HIV positive.
Here's the
big issue, though. Many of the folks don't want to disclose the fact that they're positive because they're, again, afraid of the stigma that's associated with it.
Right.
When we go back to Edith Lewis, who we interviewed for that video, she was positive and didn't want to tell her family members because she was afraid of the fact that they were going to think that she was a prostitute, she was a drug user, or somehow she was gay and contracted HIV.
Mm-hmm.
None of those things were true.
Mm.
She contracted HIV from her husband.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really trying to help families to understand that it's important that if someone create an environment in your family to where if someone is positive, they feel comfortable disclosing that to the family because it's important they have a support system. And once they have that support system, they can go and get the treatment that they need.
Absolutely.
And all seriousness, this needs to be spread. People are really laxed about not using condoms.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
You would be very... Like, it's a scary thing.
Really, Michael Sean?
No, I'm serious. Like, and guys always think that it's the man that's always getting the woman to not wear the condom.
It's, sometimes it's the women.
There are a lot of women who go like, no, we don't need to wear that. I said, well, you don't.
I do. Yeah.
Right.
You know what? That's very important because I think one of the things today, we're no longer afraid of HIV because folks are living longer with HIV because of the medications. And unfortunately, the government is moving away from prevention efforts to focus more on talking to folks about how they can live a life with HIV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We don't want to manage it. We want to prevent it.
Right. Yeah,
so to your point, it's very important for the man and the woman to use a condom.
Yeah.
And the female condom, it has been stated that they're still, it's pleasurable for both the man and the woman to use a female condom.
It's interesting, though. Like I said, this female condom, y'all. Okay. Anyway, make sure you go to his website.
Absolutely.
You can also watch his show, The Chris Howell Show. And again, shouts out to you guys, you and your wife, for the Chris Howell Foundation. Give it up for this man right here.
Yes.
Romaine's Day, everybody. December 1st.
Okay, check.